sound because that's the only way I can listen to vines, and you know, that's what's important in life. Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop and Manga Stock, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and Logan.
And today we're going to be looking at the manga Attack on Titan. And April's going to do us the pleasure of reading the back and giving us some of the information.
Yeah, because I never do this. All right, so the author and I assume artist as well is Hajime Isayama. And is it? Okay, I'm not going to say that yet. The description for it is, the desperate battle begins. For the past century, what's left of mankind has hidden in a giant three-walled city, trapped in fear of the bizarre giant humanoids known as the Titans. Little is known about where they came from or why they are bent on consuming humankind, but the sudden appearance of an enormous Titan is about to change everything. I can enunciate like none other. Man.
And this is published by Kendosha Comics, and the first volume, I believe, was 2013 was the copyright date for it.
2012.
Well,
you got 2010 and 2012.
2012.
So, probably 2012.
So 2012 was the first
volume. Did you know, this is great that you'd mention that, because their publishing page and all that is in the back.
True.
I've never noticed that before, but it is.
Some are in the front. It kind of depends on the title when you're dealing with the mangas. The story revolves mainly around three main characters. Eren Jaeger, who wants to join the Survey Corps to see the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Mikasa Ackerman, she's tenaciously protects Eren, and she's raised by Eren's family. And we'll get into that after a bit. And then there's Armin Alert. He's a childhood friend of Eren and Mikasa, who's basically, he's physically weak, not
Armin?
Very...
More intellectual stuff.
Armin, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Aaron for some reason.
If I did, I apologize. And he's not athletic or anything. He's more of the brain.
Yep. Yeah. He's tactics.
Yes, he's the tactics person. But the book starts out when they're young and talking about all of this. And like April said, the Titans are these enormous creatures that have...
They're like human-like, but without... Yeah, no, technically, they don't have any sex organs. Yeah.
And they don't have skin.
Yeah.
No, they
well,
no, they have
wait, no.
To a degree.
Some of them do.
The massive Titan didn't have skin.
No, the massive
That's
Titan
what I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah, some of them don't. Some of them do. They're like weird because some of them will. You
some
know,
of them are
like
huge, small.
But they're still way taller than us for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, even right. The small ones are big, but you know
they're like pretty much like
compared.
Giants, yeah,
and they basically just kill and eat humans.
Yeah,
they just do it for fun.
They
really.
Don't eat anything else, and they but they. The weird thing is they also don't die from not eating. They just chill.
True. They don't have to eat
humans.
They just do.
Spit up their food.
Which is pretty much
yeah,
they're here just to
yeah.
kill every human. Because if you notice, animals don't really are
mm-mm.
afraid of them. Nothing is afraid of them. Just, you know, and then they just walk calmly. They just, you know.
If I remember correctly, nearer to the 10, 11, 12 volume, there
no,
was one
well,
that paid
well,
attention.
We're
Logan.
Just doing one.
It's number one.
I was going to say, like, yes, I know that too, Logan, but I'm not bringing it up.
Yes.
But they have, the human race has basically been shoved into this small section of the Earth.
Yeah.
And it's behind three different walls. The first wall that is the biggest ring.
Which is the outer ring, yeah.
Right, where they do their agriculture and their
farming. And,
right.
Yeah.
And then there's a second wall that's kind of like the city.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's city more. Yeah.
Residential areas.
Then the center section is kind of like where the
government
is stationed. Yeah.
Well, are you going to tell them what the walls are?
I don't have that list unless you can find it.
I know that. Oh. But that's all I can remember.
But they have two different forces. They have MPs that kind of, it's just like the police.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the Survey Corps, which are basically branded the crazy people because they want to go outside the walls and possibly take a chance of being confronted by Titans. Service,
yeah.
But there hasn't been any attacks for like 100 years.
Yeah, for a while. Mm-hmm.
And then, like April said, now all of a sudden there's this huge Titan that appears and breaks through the walls, and Titans just
come. It's because they're known for having, how many meters was the regular size?
The average Titans are 3 to 15 meters, which is 10 to 50 feet tall. And
10 to 50?
15.
Okay. I was like, that's a big between right there.
True. So that gives you an idea. So if the big...
The biggest one they've
50 meters?
Yeah, 50 meters was the tallest one they've seen so far. And they're afraid that there might be even bigger ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
And how big was their wall? That way people can know how so far.
Well, the big Titan that came and destroyed it was 50 meters. I'd have to convert it. Do you have anything on your phone to convert meters to feet? April?
There's Wall Sinna. I'm literally looking up walls.
She's looking up the walls right now.
Couldn't you do that in the first volume?
Wall Maria is the outermost.
That's the one that was broken through.
Yeah.
I think then Rose is the
then
second
you've
one.
Got Wall yeah. Rose, and then you've got Wall Sinna. Okay. And it does give me heights here. Now I got to go convert that. So give me a sec.
But I think the big Titan, well, he was at 50 meters.
And yeah, he only reached kind of like...
He's like head high. He could see yeah. over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says 50 meters on the deal, so I'm going to mm-hmm. convert that okay. to feet.
Yeah. And
wonderful apps.
Petra's yeah. been used in multiple things as a kind of lieutenant name, so it has to mean something. I know that.
Just a name to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a demigod or a god in some form of society in the past. I'm not sure.
Who, Petra?
But
the name Petra.
That's it's been at least three or four completely different series where it's
been used
a lieutenant
maybe it's just common you know there's a lot
yeah
of
I just think it sounds yeah. cool and it sounds like yeah. petrol
yeah
to me like it sounds like petrol like the gas
yeah that's what I was thinking right
yeah.
when you said it
I was like petrol the wall is 50 meters which is a bit taller than 164 feet so
and the Titans I think
it was to the
almost,
collarbone
yeah, almost with the collarbone
because you could see his face and his
yeah
because
he was trying
it.
To climb over it or trying to break through it.
Well, he wasn't trying to climb over it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was just
standing flat-footed.
He just basically kicked it because it was the bottom section of the wall that was kicked in by that tall Titan. No luck, Logan. Maybe it is just poplar.
Man, I don't even know where we are anymore. I was so focused on looking up
heights. We were talking about the heights.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, are we following the story here? Or?
Well, a little bit. I just... get back in this Titan broke through the wall several flooded in started killing everywhere and it's in the village and what happens is Aaron's father is away
mm-hmm.
yeah.
they don't know what happened to him and they believe they don't say anything about Armin's family but I think
it's presumed
sure that
they're
dead
yeah
presumed
that
they're dead yes but to get back to Mikasa she is with Aaron's family because in a flashback, it's told how she is found.
Yeah, she's an orphan.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron's father is like a doctor, scientist,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing kind of like a house call to this family's place, and bandits come in and kill the family. They're getting ready to kill her, but Aaron comes in and actually kills everybody that's in
he
there.
Helps them.
Yeah. And then Mikasa pretty much...
Have you noticed? Yeah, Mikasa's always really, really close to him. I
she like got attached.
Yeah.
Right. And now she's a better fighter than he is, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think Aaron was ever good at it.
Just
it was just more through anger that he just...
He's just more strong-headed at it,
emotional.
You know?
He's an emotional fighter where Mikasa is more of a cold-blooded fighter almost.
She's more of a cold-blooded person in general. Yeah. She's very stoned-faced and doesn't take nonsense.
She's very quiet, but if you piss her off, she'll...
Yeah.
But did you find Petra, Logan?
Yep.
What's it say?
Slavic for glamorous or capable.
Capable. Yeah. That's probably what they're going through, capable person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're lieutenants in the military, so that gives you an explanation. So, but the two-year jump is experienced.
Yeah.
And then they go into the military training.
Yeah, they join the...
And it's not right away where you're going to be placed. The top 10% get to choose where they want to go, whether it's to the MPs or to the Survey Corps. And then the rest is just kind of split up.
Wasn't there?
Not that I know of. There wasn't a third one.
There's a third. Yeah. There's the Royal Guard.
Oh, maybe it's
the
Royal
MPs and the Service Guard. The Royal Guard is where you want to be because they're the ones that are inside Roll. Okay, I'm not sure if it's Walshina or Walsina. I say Sheena.
Yeah, but they're inside the wall.
But they're inside the third wall with the royal family, so they're the least in danger. Which is ironic because they're the most trained. Like, they're the top.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be there.
They should be out. They should be out.
That should be
Titans.
Where all the crappy people go, to an extent.
But what if an assassin then comes in and wants to kill, I guess, I don't know if they have
really?
King.
Well, somebody there knows what they're doing. Like, oh, well, we'll just take this crappy person. We want them to protect us.
Yeah. Wow.
But they...
Oh, the garrison.
Sorry. Garrison? Okay. But the three... young adults go through the training because it kind of takes up kind of at the end of the training
because
they're the monk because it's kind of like their graduation day and they're choosing where they want to go. And Aaron of course wants still
go
and
on,
even though
still,
they've been attacked and everything and they've seen all this devastation, Aaron still wants to go to
the
outside
wall
because he wants to get outside, but he also wants revenge against his parents because he thinks his father's dead. So he's pretty much said he'll destroy every Titan that he can. Mikasa follows just to protect him.
Exactly.
Armin follows just, I think, to follow.
He's pretty got no one else.
Right. They're his
friends. Yeah, pretty much,
That's
where
he goes. And is there much more of the story in Volume 1? Oh, they also get taught how to kill the Titans.
You start in on... It's basically their training.
Yeah, I guess so. And the end of the book is where they get chosen, where they choose where to go.
There is an attack.
Yeah, the back of the neck.
At the end. Yeah. Towards the end of it, there's the first attack with them as in the corpse and all that.
Okay.
Because that's when... In the first book is when they start getting at walls and...
Okay.
There isn't, so...
And they call... What do they call the equipment? Vertical fighting?
Vertical maneuvering.
Yeah.
Hey, Jonathan. Pull in a chair and bring in a mic. Jonathan has showed up. Yay!
That one's calling some.
Sorry.
He's got Loki on his shirt. He must be feeling suave and debonair today.
Oh,
and we found what Petra means.
Yep. We found... Got a short definition for Petra, anyway.
Yeah, glamorous or capable.
What are we talking about?
Or gasoline, just kidding.
The name Petra, it's been showing up a lot in some of the books we've read.
Okay, we've got the Survey Corps, which is your... I say corpse. I've said it my whole life. I've said it the whole life.
Is this thing on?
Because it's
Hello?
Spelled
You're there.
C-O-R-P-S.
Yep.
If it was spelled C-O-R-E, then I'm going to say core.
April's not being as loud as she usually is. That's why I'm saying that.
So they're the ones going outside. You've got the garrison who manages the wall. And then you've got the military police. They're the ones that are in with the royal people. And they've got the coolest badge because it's a unicorn. And I'm like, that's the manliest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
What is it? The Survey Corps has the wings?
Wings, and the garrison has two roses.
So what all have we talked about already?
We've talked about...
Pretty much just book one.
Pretty much book one. We're just covering one.
Okay.
We've covered everything. I think now we're getting more into
Did we cover the like whole part of what's his name getting eaten?
We're not on that yet.
No. He gets eaten that's at the book very two. End of book one.
I thought it was book one because book two is kind of like...
They give you a cliffhanger in book one.
Right.
And it's one of the characters...
Yeah, he gets eaten, but nothing else happens.
Yeah.
And you have to continue
does
to
he?
Find out what
happens. Yeah, he gets eaten at the back of the
It literally ends with chomping off. Yep. And then credit.
Yep.
And this is one where
okay.
it's a violent story.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, there's blood pretty much flying everywhere. There's mm-hmm. bodies being crunched or crushed or splattered.
Right.
There is, you could say, nudity, but it's neutered. Mm. Because they don't show any organs.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yes. You know, that's how the Titans are. Neutered. They don't really have anything.
They don't have any clothes.
But they don't have anything to hide.
Right.
But I mean, like, the Titans really don't have...
Have we actually determined what the Titans are?
They don't got boobs. The closest thing they got is a butt.
Exactly. See, they don't have sex organs, really. They don't reproduce, so they don't show anything. No. They just, like a mannequin, pretty just...
I mean,
kind of like a mannequin. There you go.
You see, that's what I've been curious about is like, what are the Titans?
We don't know.
Nobody knows.
But yeah, I mean, I don't mind it being so violent. I really enjoy it.
I actually like this one. I think that when it comes to horror, I think this is most definitely a horror.
I don't think it was horror.
I think it's more of a horror than what we've that than what
we. I think
we've
it's horrific. But I don't know if it's.
It's more to me. It's more military sci-fi. Action.
I don't know. Military sci-fi is what I kind of call it.
I say military action.
I don't see horror though.
Because of the Titans, where you're getting the horror.
I think I see it more of a horror than I saw. But yeah, what was that? Rising.
Rachel Rising.
I think this is a little bit more scarier than that one.
It is.
And that one is considered a horror.
Because you don't mm-hmm. know what's happening.
Yeah.
Scary type, maybe. I don't really see that as scary.
But
the Rachel Rising has more aspects of the actual horror type.
I have to disagree with that.
It's definitely more of a grotesque. But I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
It is rated for, I think, teen and higher.
Yeah.
Ages 16 and up.
Yeah. Well, then that's pretty much mature, technically.
But, and the artwork could also be giving you a horror feel because it's not a pretty artwork. It's more of a rough sketch.
Yeah. I've seen the anime and I've looked at the pictures.
So I haven't watched the anime yet.
And I've got to say that the anime is a little bit better. Cleaner looking than what the anime is.
Yeah, this isn't my.
I mean the manga. Sorry, not
this isn't my favorite artwork. I'm not into rough artwork.
It's kind of blocky to me. I'm like, when I first picked it up, I'm like, I'm not going to get into this. And then I read the storyline. I'm like, the pictures are bad, but the storyline's not.
It's
good.
Yeah, I think the story carried the art for me. And
I don't know if that's his regular art style, because I don't know if he's done anything else.
I'm not sure. And I know why he did it, because it does fit the story.
It puts you on the edge. Yeah. The artwork kind of puts you on the edge.
It fits the story for sure. It's just not my type.
To me, Mikasa looks dead, which suits her.
Mikasa.
And Aaron, he looks like he's scared out of his mind
all the time.
That's one thing I didn't like. I was like, this is your main character. He's vowed revenge, but he looks scared out.
Right. He just wants to, like, he wants to be the tough guy, but he's not the tough guy.
Well, I think...
The one character that I think is a substantial character in this manga is actually Mikasa. Yeah. I think that she is actually the tough girl.
Yeah.
And she is pretty tough.
Yeah. She is the one who is kind of Aaron's backbone.
True. Mm-hmm. And when you look at her, when you look at her eyes, they're dead eyes.
Right.
Well, because of her past experience. When you think about Aaron, you've also got to think he was like that from when he was a kid, too.
Right.
It's always had that dynamic. And I think,
right.
I mean, yeah, I don't like how wimpy he is at all.
But
I can see it transgressing from his... He's just a naturally...
That's why I said he's an emotional character.
He's got that tough, wimpy exterior, I think. I think mm-hmm. he does have some toughness to him,
mm-hmm.
but he does have a wimpy exterior as well.
And he's really stupid.
Kind of. And it's kind of to a degree that...
Because if it weren't for him, Mikasa wouldn't be in the picture.
Right.
Because he's the one who actually saved Mikasa.
Yeah, I feel
Mikasa.
Like that...
That was one who kind of clicked off and just went to a rage.
Well, I feel like that's...
That's why I say he's an emotional
fighter.
Until he gets to that point where he's just so upset and it just clicks off and then he's just a fighting machine. Before that, he's kind of
He doesn't want to. Yeah, he's
That's how I see it too. You know, like how that's how he gets his strength. You know, by just being very emotional. You know, it's not like it doesn't come naturally where you know he knows how to fight. He has to be in pain or like scared.
Yeah, and I kind of feel bad for Mikasa because I mean she is devoted 100% to Eren. I mean, like. In the battle, you know, in the first one, you see a lot, you know, where's Eren? Is Eren alive? You know, that's all she cares about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't care about the Titan. She doesn't care about anybody else.
Right.
No. The reason she joined Survey Corps
was because of Eren.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, Eren for sure cares about her, but I don't think it's the same level, you know?
But there is one character who is a lot more rimpier than Eren in this series.
Is it Armin?
It's Armin.
I like Armin.
I think he has no backbone.
He does
whatsoever.
Well,
whatsoever.
But he's the tactician. He's the smart one. He can see three steps
and
ahead.
Also
and
also
the planning.
The author didn't convey Armin's character as the go for revenge main character. You know,
right.
Type that.
That was Eren's role.
Eren as
yeah.
And so I like Armin. I mean.
I like his role. I understand his role because, you know, he was kind of an outcast, and him and Eren became friends, and he's a dedicated friend.
That's how they kind of came together was because Eren was always protecting him from the bullies, Eren and Mikasa.
Right.
And even though you know Eren is kind of wimpy, also has like I said, he also has a tough guy side to him.
True.
And it's not only when he shows emotion or anger or anything like that. Like that's how he met. I can never remember. Armin.
Yeah. And this is one, the artwork took me a little bit to get used to. Once I got used to it, no problem.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the scared side.
Take it off. All right. We're losing April now. She's
I am.
Off
I got
to
go to
a previous appointment.
I've got to go to school. Oh, God.
Night classes.
Isn't that fun?
So, bye. I mean, overall, I did like this, you know, even besides the artwork. It was very nice, and I think it would be for every library. Small ones, maybe. There's my piece. You guys keep talking.
Okay.
Peace out.
Let's see you.
Bye.
Yeah.
But this is one. What time do you have to go, Logan?
What time is it? Let's see.
When's your class?
7, so.
So six, probably 15, 6. Be best.
And volume 1, at least, I see no wimpy Eren except for maybe when he was a kid.
Just the way that they portray him. It's just the way that we're not actually calling him wimpy. It's just the way they portray him a little bit.
He's not the tough.
He's not the tough.
Arrogant type.
Yeah.
Where he knows.
He has no muscles. He's skinny. He's kind of like me.
None of them have muscles.
True. And one other thing, nobody really wants to go to the Survey Corps. And these guys volunteer for it. So everybody thinks they're nuts.
Yeah, because of his.
They guilt a few of their classmates.
And even his mom, when she found out, she was like, no, you're not doing this.
Yeah, because he was very young when he mentioned it, that he wanted to join. Because Mikasa is the one that mentioned it to her, and she was like, nope, you're not doing this. You can't.
Well, she only mentioned it to her because told her what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and then Mikasa was trying to protect him, and that's when she told
him. And the minute that she told Eren's mom was like, no. And then she pulls Mikasa aside.
Yeah, and she's like, why'd you tell her?
She's like, do not let him do this.
Yep. And that's in the first part of the book.
Right.
Still young. And before the attack hits, and then the attack hits, and his mom's killed, and dad's who knows where.
Because he left way before the attack even happened. Right. So
We don't actually know what happened to dad yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's still
and we still don't know what the Titans are.
No. And this book, this series, just came out with its 13th volume. Still don't know what the Titans are.
Wow.
Because it goes kind of everywhere for readers. And then we were discussing earlier that it has 3 spinoffs. One is called No Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
One is Junior High, which is kind of like a comedy sketch deal. I don't really call it part of the story. It's kind of a fun side romp type deal that has nothing to do with the story.
Probably.
What was the other one, Logan? No Regrets.
Before the Fall?
Before the Fall.
Which is pretty cool.
No Regrets and Before the Fall.
Maybe Before the Fall is kind of going to go into what the Titans are.
This is the prequel. This is way before even Eren and everybody.
Right, because I'm assuming Before the Fall is like 100 years in the past or
better. Yeah, around there.
There's 100 years, and then they right. come back in the but flagship
I think
battle attack.
If it's like that, then I think that, yeah, maybe they're going to go into what the Titans are yep. and that storyline.
But it's one of those that, like I said, I had to get used to the artwork. Most people right. probably will have to. Story, love it.
Yeah.
It is violent. So, you know, take that into consideration.
Yeah, like we said, you know, it might be teens on Japan, but like I said, the rating's always different, so it yep. could be mature.
So 16 right. and up, pretty much,
it's I would mature, say. Yeah.
But
yeah,
like April up. Said, I think those smaller libraries would.
They can look at it and make a decision right. on their own. But
I don't think the larger, because of the larger communities, I don't think the larger libraries
and
would.
Part of it is, since the anime's out there,
right.
people are going to be asking for the manga.
They're, yeah. Right.
Oh, I think medium and large libraries should get it because it's been become a mainstream event. Like literally, like since even first when it first came out, even last year, I would see a lot of, you know, cons where people cosplay the characters and even right. the Titans, you know. So I think medium to large should get the book. Hand. Yeah,
and there's barely anything about Eren that could be called wimpy except for his tactical skills, at least at the beginning.
Well, his demeanor isn't.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I think your guy's the one whose memory's faulty this time. He doesn't act wimpy either. He does good speeches. He's usually pissed off, not Dude, scared. You know. He does inspirational speeches.
Mm-hmm. True.
Usually pissed off.
Yep.
At most worried. And that's in the political
that's
type,
not moody.
Not
and that's why we say he's an emotional character. Yeah. He gets his strength from his emotions. When he's not emotional, he's kind of a quiet person.
Yeah, he's very quiet.
And it's not saying he's weak per se, he's just quiet. His demeanor's not a strong person, but it's his emotions that direct him to those stronger emotions and more confidence.
Are you talking about
Eren.
Mikasa?
No, we're talking about Eren.
Mikasa has no feelings at all.
Yeah.
She's just quiet. She's just...
She's
pretty much his shadow the whole time yeah. until
she's the fighter. And the way they fight, we need to mention that they, because the Titans are so tall, they have vertical maneuvering. And the reason they do the vertical maneuvering is because there's the only spot that can really kill them is a spot on the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's where they have to kill them. So
everything
they
else regenerates.
So they have two kind of like cannon type devices on the
shoot out.
That shoot out.
Right. They're kind of like bolts. Attached to like wires.
Yeah.
But what would you call it? Like grappling hooks kind of? Yeah.
Kind of like grappling hooks that have the wires attached to them. And
it's kind of like a little zip line that you can move.
Pretty much a zip line that you carry.
That you can move like more freely with.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool when you think about it. I'm anxious to see the anime to see how they portray
Wait, isn't, isn't
it.
The swords,
it's pretty,
isn't
it's
the
pretty
swords,
cool.
The swords pretty much like the they have the buttons on there?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Swords.
Yeah.
Whip type swords.
Yeah.
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 And we are going to be looking at the enemy at a later date. So.
Which I need to finish.
Well, see, I found it on Adult Swim, and they had a marathon on there.
So
I recorded it on my DVR.
But you watched the first part, because there's two parts to it. Yeah. And the second part is not even out yet.
Right. Well, they still have the first part coming out, too.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I have that. Once it comes out, I'll keep recording it.
Yeah. There you go.
And we got to watch it yet, too. I think we have it on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, so. I bought it a while back. I just probably got to not even that far in it, really. I just decided to watch something else. But it is really good, though. Both
like,
of them,
go ahead. Sorry.
Like, the manga and the anime are good. Like I said, like it's so good. Like I said, everybody really is cosplaying one of their favorite characters on there, or at least just to be, like, just anybody, you know. But it's a really good read and a watch.
Well, like I said, the artwork in the anime is a hell of a lot better than what's in the manga.
A lot different.
Right.
Yeah. But
well, even the covers really are different from what's inside
mm-hmm.
the book. Because the covers are a lot cleaner.
And see, when I looked at the covers, on some of these covers, I thought they were kind of boring.
I think it was intentional to make it the book, I guess, a little bit scruffier, make it seem like it's dark.
Right.
Yeah, to put
like,
you on
know,
edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Psychologically, unconsciously
exactly.
on edge
yep.
already.
Yep.
So.
When I found out that we were reviewing this, Mm-hmm. And I saw the cover. I'm like, do I really want to read this? This this cover is not interesting,
you know,
whatsoever.
Technically, what brought me to read this really, because like I said, it was the mainstream. I would watch videos of cosplay, and I had never read it. And I was like, well, you know, what's the whole fuss about this?
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to read it by the...
And I was kind of the same way.
So that's why I read it.
I had been out for the last year and a half of what was coming out, and then everybody would start talking about it. So, huh, let's see what this is about. Right. It's a pretty good story.
I actually enjoyed this one. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to read some more of it. For Ike.
They're going to be coming forth.
Yeah.
They'll have our library that you can order them from. But I think that will probably wrap it up, unless anybody else has any comments about the first book.
No.
Like we said, this is one large and middle-sized. Pick them up. Literal ones. You might look at it first just to be sure.
Just keep on reading, because you'll learn something interesting.
True.
Just saying that.
And even further down, you'll even find out different interesting tidbits.
Oh, yeah.
So... we've been having fun. I hope everybody out there is having fun. We will see you the next go around.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.